In Wellington, the controversial Reading Cinema deal is off. Wellington City Council announced this afternoon it's ended negotiations with Reading Cinema because it couldn't get the best possible outcome for Wellingtonians. Now, this is the deal where the City Council was going to buy the land under the cinema for $32 million, so the owners would have enough cash to renovate it. And then at the end of 10 years, they had the option, the owners, of buying it back, the land, from the council for the same amount of money. Nicola Young is a Wellington councillor. Nicola, hello.
Hi, Heather.
What happened? Why has this all of a sudden come to an end?
Well, we don't know, but the good thing is it has come to an end. It's slightly shrouded in mystery. It couldn't possibly have gone ahead, but I'm trying to be gracious in victory, but I'm delighted it has. It was a mad deal.
It was a mad deal. Is it possible that the mayor had lost the council and wasn't going to get this past the council?
Look, I don't know. I really don't know. I do know that there was a lot of good work done by some of the officers, you know, really diligent work. My concern is, of course, the council should never have contemplated putting ratepayers' resources at risk like this. And it's been a huge waste of time and money and professional fees. But the amount is actually very tiny compared to the amount it would have cost if the deal had gone ahead. So I'm just very grateful. I don't know who pulled the plug, but ultimately it was down to the chief executive to sign off the deal. And I think it would have been hugely bad for her reputation if she had.
Yeah. Hey, do you know how much money has been sunk into this? Because, I mean, we at least know the cost of the Linda Clark investigation into the councillors alleged
that
to have leaked it.
That's pointless exercise.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, so yeah, that's some cost. And then, and presumably there's all the time, all the restaurant bills schmoozing the people from Reading.
Yeah, I think the legal bills would have been far greater, and the legal bills and the valuation bills and the independent reports, and, you know, I mean, there's been so much work gone into this. And the thing is, the deal was a dud right from the beginning, and people in the property market kept telling us that. You know, and the council needs to focus on its water problems, not bailing out multinational corporates.
You're too right. Well, Nicola, congratulations on putting enough pressure on to get rid of the thing. That's Nicola Young, Wellington City Council. By the way, we did invite the Chief Executive, Barbara McCarrew, of the Wellington City Council on. That was a no. Tori Farno, the Mayor of Wellington, on that. That was unsurprisingly also a no.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.